Well, it's interesting because so usual question, when did you start writing? It's about when someone asks you, when did you start breathing? And because crying comes even before breathing. That's how I think that reading became before writing, even before I learned the alphabet, the official alphabet of the state, yeah?
You're listening to Air Schooner, listening that moves you. Air Schooner presents its reading series, produced by Scott Winter, with production assistance by Catherine Larson and Franny Sprouls.
You're listening to the Air Schooner reading series. I'm your host, Adrian Kesters. Today you'll be hearing Macedonian poet Nikola Mazirov. Mazirov was born into a family of Balkan War refugees in Strumica in 1973. His poetry has been translated into 30 languages and published in 3 collections and in anthologies in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. His poetry centers around ideas of shelter, home, nomadism, and spiritual transience. Today's episode will feature 7 of Mazirov's poems, starting with After Us, I Don't Know, When Someone Goes Away, Everything That's Been Done Comes Back, and Many Things Happened.
After Us. One day, someone will fold our blankets and send them to the cleaners to scrub the last grain of salt from them. We'll open our letters and sort them out by date, instead of by how often they've been read. One day, someone will rearrange the room's furniture like chessmen at the start of a new game. We'll open the old shoebox where we hoard pajama buttons, not quite dead batteries, and hunger. One day, the ache will return to our backs from the weight of hotel room keys and the receptionist's suspicion as he hands over the TV remote control. Others' pity will set out after us, like the moon after some wandering child. I don't know. Distant are all the houses I'm dreaming of. Distant is the voice of my mother calling me for dinner, but I run toward the fields of wheat. We are distant like a ball that misses the goal and goes towards the sky. We are alive like a thermometer that is precise only when we look at it. The distant reality every day questions me like an unknown traveler who wakes me up in the middle of the journey saying, "Is this the right bus?" And I answer, "Yes, but I mean, I don't know." I don't know the cities of your grandparents who want to leave behind all discovered diseases and cures made of patience. I dream of a house on the hill of our longings to watch how the waves of the sea draw the cardiogram of our falls and loves. How people believe so as not to sink and step so as not to be forgotten. Distant are all the huts where we hid from the storm and from the pain of the does dying in front of the eyes of the hunters who are more lonely than hungry. The distant moment every day asks me, "Is this the window? Is this the life?" And I say yes, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know if birds will begin to speak without uttering a sky. When someone goes away, everything that's been done comes back. In the embrace on the corner, you will recognize someone's going away somewhere. It's always so. I live between two truths like a neon light trembling in an empty hall. My heart collects more and more people since they're not here anymore. It's always so. 1/4 of our waking hours are spent in blinking. We forget things even before we lose them. The calligraphy notebook, for instance. Nothing's ever new. The bus seat is always warm. Last words are carried over like oblique buckets to an ordinary summer fire. The same will happen all over again tomorrow. The face, before it vanishes from the photo, will lose the wrinkles. When someone goes away, everything that's been done comes back. Many things happened. Many things happened while the earth was spinning on God's finger. Wires released themselves from pylons, and now they connect one love to another. Ocean drops deposited themselves eagerly onto cave walls. Flowers separated from minerals and set off following the scent. From the back pocket, pieces of paper started flying all over our airy room. Irrelevant things, which we'd never do unless they were written down.
The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry inspired Mazarov to enter the literary world. It led him to discover the shapes, sounds, and meanings of language.
My facing with this book was exactly what he was trying to say, searching for the flower, yeah, and then you find it in your yard. I was wandering around many different cultures, many different... I was listening to different music in that time, seeing different movies, and at the end I tried to find this flower in my yard, and that's how I became more self-confident about writing about my life, my memory.
Next, Mazarov reads Home and Shadows Pass Us By.
Home. I lived at the edge of the town like a street lamp whose light bulb no one ever replaces. Cobwebs held the walls together, and sweat our clasped hands. I hid my teddy bear in holes in crudely built stone walls, saving him from dreams. Day and night, I made the threshold come alive, returning like a bee that always returns to the previous flower. It was a time of peace when I left home. The bitten apple was not bruised. On the letter, a stamp with an old abandoned house. From birth, I have migrated to quiet places, and voids have clung beneath me like snow that doesn't know if it belongs to the earth or to the air. Shadows pass us by. We'll meet one day, like a paper boat and a watermelon that's been cooling in the river. The anxiety of the world will be with us. Our palms will eclipse the sun, and we'll approach each other holding lanterns. One day, the wind won't change direction. The birch will send away leaves into our shoes on the doorstep. The wolves will come after our innocence. The butterflies will leave their dust on our cheeks. An old woman will tell stories about us in the waiting room every morning. Even what I'm saying has been said already. We are waiting for the wind like two flags on a border. One day, every shadow will pass us by.
In studio, Mazarov also read his poems in his native Macedonian. The last poem, Fast is the Century, will be read in English, followed by the poem in Macedonian.
Fast is the century. Fast is the century. If I were wind, I would have peeled the bark of the trees and the facades of the buildings in the outskirts. If I were gold, I would have been hidden in cellars, into crumbly earth and among broken toys. I would have been forgotten by the fathers, and their sons would remember me forever. If I were a dog, I wouldn't have been afraid of refugees. If I were a moon, I wouldn't have been scared of executions. If I were a wall clock, I would have covered the cracks on the wall. Fast is the century. We survived the weak earthquakes, watching towards the sky, yet not towards the ground. We opened the windows to let in the air of the places we have never been. Wars don't exist, since someone wounds our heart every day. Fast is the century, faster than the word. If I were dead, everyone would have believed me when I kept silent. Бръз е векот. Бръз е векот. Да бе ветер ке ги лупе в корите на дръвията и фасадите на периферните сгради. Да бе в злато, ке ме крия во подруми, во ровлива земја и меѓу скршени играчки. Ке ме заборавиа татковците, а нивните синови трајно ке ме паметаја. Да бе в куче. Немаше да ми биде страф од бегалци. Да бев месечина, немаше да се плашам од смртни казни. Да бев циден часовник, ке ги криев пукнатините на зидот. Брз е векот. Ги преживуваме слабите земјотреси, гледајќи кон небото, а не кон земјата. Ги отвораме прозорците за да влезе воздух од местата каде што никогаш не сме биле. Војни не постојат, зашто секој ден некој го ранува нашето срце. Брз е векот, побрз од зборот. Да бев мртов, сите ќе ми веруваа кога молчам.
You've been listening to Nikola Mazirov read 7 of his poems. After Us, I Don't Know, When Someone Goes Away, Everything That's Been Done Comes Back, Many Things Happened, Home, Shadows Pass Us By, and Fast is the Century. In 2011, BOA Editions published a selection of his poetry in the U.S. titled Remnants of Another Age. You can listen to more of Nikola Mazirov in the First Encounters episode of Air Schooner.
Air Schooner is available on iTunes. Sign up now to subscribe. You'll be the first of your hip friends to get the latest episode, and you can download all past episodes all the way back to the premiere show, featuring Nulani Krohor's Irish poetry. Save the date. Prairie Schooner is celebrating 10 years of its popular book prize series on April 4th. Come to the International Quilt Museum in Lincoln to hear Hilda Raz and Peggy Shoemaker, founders of the series, reminisce about the contest in its infancy. Plus, Susan Blackwell Ramsey and Karen Brown will read from their prize-winning books.
Air Schooner is a bi-weekly product of Prairie Schooner and produced with research support from James Redd, Ted Wheeler, and Marianne Kunkel. Production assistants are Catherine Larson and Franny Sprouls. Technical support comes from Rick Alloway of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's College of Journalism and Mass Communications. Air Schooner is produced by Scott Winter and the brainchild of executive producer Kwame Dawes.